And as a special treat, we went to an ice cream parlor afterwards. Every Sunday, Dad walked downtown for the paper, Us on the Floor. He would read the funnies. Cats and Jammer, Kids, Barney Gudo, or Google, Mutt and Jeff, etc. It was a very free, good life. I could walk downtown to the park, to the store, or anywhere, all alone, in perfect safety, and we did. Then the shoe factory where Dad worked closed down. No work. Mom and Dad decided to move to California. They sold the house to Mammy. She lived upstairs. Bought a used car. They packed a tent, blankets, food box, tools, clothes. Much of all these were on the running board, which had a carrier you could attach. And we three kids and left Laconia. We got as far as Fitchburg, Massachusetts. When Dad heard of jobs there, we stayed there for 4 months in a rented house, no furniture. On the road again, and that time 35 miles per hour was the speed. I do not remember how long we were on the road. Every night while Dad and Harry set up the tent, Mother and I cooked supper. There were many campgrounds then, very few overnight cabins. No such thing as holiday or comfort inns. Anyway, we could not afford them. Hearing campground talk, Dad heard of Flint, Michigan as a great place to work. So we took a look. We camped out in Dewey's Woods along with many other hopefuls. Dad found work right away. A house was rented on Chippewa Street, a duplex. Two beds were bought, a rocking chair, not much else. We didn't live there long. Paying rent was not for us. We then moved to a fairly new bungalow way out in the boonies.
I might have repeated.